USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least a dozen people reported dead in the wake of Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. However, officials are still concerned the death toll could rise further, as many people remained trapped in collapsed highway tunnels or other structures in the aftermath. It was the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Search and rescue operations were continuing Thursday. There have been hundreds of thousands of power outages resulting from severe storms in the central and northeastern U.S., and the severe weather is expected to continue for some. As of Thursday morning, there were more than 250,000 utility customers without electricity across eight states, from Maine west to Wisconsin. Severe winter weather was expected to continue for much of Thursday in New England. An Israeli military mistake that led to the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza is not moving any policy needles at the White House, tragic as it may be.
You heard from the president in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. In a statement this week, President Biden said he would continue to press Israel to be more careful with the lives of civilians in the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. USA's John Schaefer with the numbers.
Trump maintains a lead in six out of seven battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points in a simulated ballot that does include third-party and independent candidates.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee significantly bolstering financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. Californians are being asked about a bill that seeks to prevent their boss from contacting them during off hours.
It would be nice to not even have the stress of thinking that someone might call you. It would be probably good for your mental health.
The proposed bill would mandate companies to better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. If passed, it would be a first for America. Meanwhile, there is significant support building around the idea of a four-day work week. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is now championing the idea. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN saying it's a move that will help working families. In the piece, Sanders claimed the wealthiest people have never had it so good. At the same time, he points to a Rand Corporation study which found weekly wages for most American workers have declined when adjusted for inflation. Earlier, data showed America's richest 1% are worth a total of roughly $15 trillion more than they were when the pandemic hit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.